感谢主，大家平安。
Greetings to you.
我们继续来学习尼希米记。
We'll continue to study the book of Nehemiah.
今天我们要一起来读啊，一起来学习第五章。
Tonight we will study chapter 5.
尼希米记第五章啊，它是谈到一个内部的问题。
So Nehemiah chapter 5 talks about internal issues.
我们知道有人的地方就会有问题。
We know that where there is people, there will be problems.
第四章我们才刚讲完，敌人给他们有很多的攻击。
So in chapter 4, we've mentioned that the enemies attacked them.
但是这个领导者尼希米他应对得当。
But for Nehemiah, the leader, he had a way to resolve this.
所以他们仍然能够继续的来往前走。
So they can move forward.
我们翻开第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
这是内部所发生的问题。
So now there are internal issues.
这个硬体的破口啊，他们可以不断的同心啊去建筑。
So the external so-called hardware issues they can resolve.
那现在呢，内部的城墙出现了破口。
So now the internal wall has breaches.
对外一致，同心合意。
Through external problems, they can be united and resolve issues.
那如果内部啊，这个出现的破口呢，啊，这个力量会内耗，会抵消。
But if internally there are also breaches, then their forces will actually decrease.
他们一致对外有共同的敌人。
Externally, they have the same enemy.
但是现在呢，同胞彼此之间变成敌对。
But now internally, their own brethren are in conflict.
那说穿了，到底是什么问题呢
？So what is the problem?
经济问题。
Economics.
影响到生活。
Their finances are affecting their lives.
如果再深究，到底是什么出问题
？So if we look deeper to what the issue is.
经济问题是表面的、表象的。
We can say that financial problems are only superficial.
真正的问题，他们内在的生命啊，属灵的生命出了问题。
But in actual fact, their spiritual lives has run into problems.
所以会出现一些软弱。
And that's why there are some weaknesses.
如果每个人的生命、内在生命都是不断的向上提升，这一类的问题应该不会发生。
So if everyone's spirituality increases and matures, then such issues would not have arise.
就是内在生命他的爱心不够，所以造成了这样的一个现象。
So we can say for them internally their love was not enough, hence the issues.
在我们的教会里面
So in our church.
有人就会有一些问题。
There are people and there will be issues.
常常都是因为人的软弱所造成的。
And quite often it's due to the weaknesses of men.
如果我们是不断地提升我们属灵的生命
And if we continue to elevate our spiritual life,
每个人都有注重灵修
And everyone places importance on their spiritual cultivation,
目前所遇到的问题啊，绝大多数其实都可以避免
Then most of the problems that we face can actually be avoided.
特别是兄弟姊妹之间这个情感上的敌对啊，这一类的问题应该会减少很多
Especially if there are, there are harmony issues between brethren, these problems will decrease.
我们大家一起来努力。
So we should work hard.
那我们也来看这位属灵的带领者尼希米他如何来应对。
And we can also see Nehemiah, the spiritual leader, how did he deal with all this?
父母就是这个家庭的尼希米。
As parents, we are like the Nehemiah in our family.
我们家庭可能也会发生类似的一些状况。
Perhaps in our own family, we will encounter similar situations.
那我们的职务人员就是教会的尼希米。
And for our external members, they're like Nehemiah for the church.
有时候我们面对弟兄姐妹，我们要服侍他，要爱护他，也会面对同样的困难。
When we serve and love our brothers and sisters, we might also encounter the same issues.
所以这一件2444年前的一个故事。
So the story from 2444 years ago.
尼希米他处理应对得当。
Nehemiah, he did the right thing.
他把危机转变成为一个转机。
He used this conflict and turned it into an opportunity.
让百姓的力量再次的集结，合心啊，同心合意。
So once again, the people can be strengthened and be united.
好，那我们就直接来读圣经了。
Let's read through the verses.
第一节。
Verse one.
百姓和他们的妻子大大呼号，埋怨他们的弟兄犹大人。 这个地方啊，提到当时候一面在建筑城墙，一面呢，发出了这个埋怨的声音来。
So back then they were rebuilding the city wall, and at the same time there was this outcry.
而且这个问题看起来是很严重的。
And this seems to be quite a big problem.
那也就是说，有很多的家庭，很多的夫妻呢，他们都大大呼嚎。
And because we see that a great outcry of the people and their wives came out.
啊，他们哭着告诉了这个尼希米啊，他们到底有什么状况。
They cried out to Nehemiah to tell him what the problem is.
那就是说有埋怨。
So we can see that there were murmurs.
那这个埋怨不是对着敌人来埋怨。
And so these murmurs are not against their enemies.
是对着他们的弟兄犹大人。
But actually against their own brethren.
啊。第四章啊，他们可以一致的对外。
So in chapter 4, they can band together to fight against their enemies.
处理得很好。
And it was dealt with nicely.
外来的敌对使他们内部更加的团结。
These external attacks allow them to be united internally.
但是内部的问题使他们几乎都要变成敌对了。
But these internal issues, now they are becoming their own enemies.
对，这个问题是很严重的。
And that's why this is a great problem.
而且应该是影响到相当的层面。
And it will affect them on multiple levels.
那一面哭嚎，一面埋怨，但是也把问题提出来了。
So they cried, they murmured, but the issue was raised.
我们继续读下去。
Let's continue to read.
就是反映出问题了。我们和儿女啊，人口众多啊，要去得粮食度命。也就是说，因为人口多，生活很贫困。
So in verse 2, it talks about how there are many, and now they are living in poverty.
啊，那就是说家里的力量呢比较微弱。
So you can say their family are not with strength.
那第二个问题，有的说我们点的田地啊，葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥。
And there are also those who have borrowed money to have food.
啊，因为没有钱可以过活啦，所以把他们的田产呢给典当出去，来得到一些钱来充饥。
And so that's why they had to mortgage their lands just to feed themselves.
啊，那第三类的问题。
And thirdly,
啊，已经指着田地、葡萄园借了钱给王纳税，现在还要面对啊给王纳税的问题。
So they've already taken out mortgage, but now they also have the issues of paying tax.
因为当时候的这个犹大城啊，是波斯帝国的殖民地。
Because at that time, they still have to pay tax because they are still under Persian control.
所以反映出来的问题就是说，贫困没有钱可以过活。
So simply put, they are in poverty. They do not have money to live.
那必须要去赚钱。
And therefore, they have to somehow make money.
那有田地的呢，把它典当出去了。
So those who have land.Had mortgaged it out,
来获得他们生活所需要的
just to meet their needs.
然后大家共同面对的问题就是要向王来纳税
And everyone also have the same issue, which is they have to pay tax to the king.
来看第五节啊
Verse 5.
我们的身体与我们弟兄的身体一样，我们的儿女跟他们的儿女一般。现在我们要将要使儿女做人的仆婢，我们的女儿已有为婢的。我们并无力拯救，因为我们的田地、葡萄园已经归了别人。另外一种状况更严重。
And now there's an even more severe issue.
因为很贫穷。
Because of such poverty.
也是没有什么田地可以去典当。
They are running out of land to make money on.
好，那所以就必须要把自己的儿女呢，给人当仆婢。
So now their children are being used as slaves.
那这样就可以呀、来获得一些钱啊，来过生活。
And this way they can make some money to make a living.
那田地已经典当了。
So they have mortgaged their land.
儿女也变成别人的仆婢了。
Their children are others' slaves.
也没有力量把他们赎回来。
And they are without power to redeem them.
所以他第一节到第五节是在反映当时候的一些现象。
So verse 1 to 5 is a summary of the situation back then.
那这些都是不容易解决的状况。
And all the issues raised here are not easy to resolve.
这个建造的工程正在进行。
So the building works are still being done.
那身为领导者的这个尼希米，他怎么反应呢
？So as the leader Nehemiah, how did he react to this?
从一节五节啊，用五节的这个范围啊，五个章节来描述这个问题。
So in these five verses, it describes the issues they had.
那么第六节以后就是尼希米他的反应。
And from verse 6 onwards is Nehemiah's reaction.
他的处理怎么做
？And how he resolved these problems.
好，我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
尼希米他听见的时候
When Nehemiah heard this,
第一个反应就是发怒。
And he became very angry.
生气。
He became angry.
情绪啊，有很大的起伏。
And we can see that he had a lot of emotions.
如果我们也是尼希米，我们应该也会如此的这样反应。
And if we're Nehemiah, we will also react in the same way.
大家都力量很微弱，把这个力量用在建筑这个城墙，但是现在面对生活无以为继，怎么办？
Everyone has put all their efforts on building the wall, and now their own livelihood is in trouble. What to do?
那他说为什么会生气呢？因为这些问题啊，是由很多的官长、贵族跟官长所引起的。
Why was he angry? Because he knows that these issues became problems due to the nobles and the rulers.
那这些在当时候都是有权有势的。
So these are the people who are with power.
那当然，尼希米他成为一个省长，但是他也不敢凭着血气啊。去处理这个状况。
So, given his status, Nehemiah knows that he can't simply go against these people.
很多时候我们碰到一些问题啊，大概情绪就会起来。
Often when we encounter difficulties, our emotions will take over.
但是这个情绪起来并没有办法解决问题。
But with such emotions, our problems cannot actually be resolved.
所以看起来尼希米他只生气五分钟的时间。
So here it seems that Nehemiah perhaps was only angry for 5 minutes.
然后他就安静，他就去筹算计划。
Then he calmed down and started to plan.
是他安静以后他想一想该怎么做，他才去责备这些贵族。
And it is after he has put through a serious thought, he rebuked the nobles.
如果这个次序反过来讲
，If the order was different,
听到这些话就生气，然后去斥责。
If he heard these things, got angry and started to rebuke.
一样是有这些步骤，但是次序不一样。
And it might be the same steps, but in different order.
那这个事情后来的发展跟结果就会不一样。
Then we know that the result will be different.
没有人不会发怒的。
Anybody can get angry.
尤其是听到这些消息。
Especially you hear such things.
有可能是尼希米他还在波斯帝国还没有回来的时候就已经开始发生。
And these things could have already happened when Nehemiah was still in Persia.
如果是在他任内开始发生，他知道他一定会去禁止，他也就马上去解决。
If it happened when he was in control, then he would have stopped this.
那既然这个问题已经是沉疴多年了 也是要去面对啊。
So now this has been the norm for several years, so he still has to face this.
他的发怒代表他认为说这是不应该的。
So we see that he got angry because he acknowledged that this should not have happened.
我们认为他发怒有理。
So we believe that he got angry for a good reason.
我们很多时候发怒有理，但是发怒没有用。
So often we might have a good reason to get angry, but at the same time,
但是大家都很喜欢发怒啊。
But we also love to get angry.
发怒有理啊。
Because we think that it's reasonable.
但如果只是发怒呢，没有用。
But it's pointless if we simply get angry.
有理是有理，但是没有用。
You might be in the right, but it's also still
pointless. 不但没有用，还会坏了事情。
And not only is pointless, it can make things worse.
所以他发怒以后啊。
So after he got angry,
他安静下来。
He calmed down.
他好好的去思考。
He pondered.
他好好的计划。
And planned.
有没有什么方法可以来应对
？Is there some way out of this?
如果我们找到方法
，If we can find a method,
我们就不会一直生气。
To resolve this, then we won't keep being angry.
如果从头到尾都一直生气，代表说无能为力，你找不到方法。
If we stay angry, then it actually means that you did not find a way out.
我们当父母的也是一样啊。
As parents, this is the same.
遇到孩子有一些状况呢，就一直发怒。
We see our children and doing certain things, and we get angry.
而且会觉得说我们发怒是有理。
And we might think that we're in the right.
我是父母，你是儿子，我发怒是有理。
I'm the parent, you are the son, and that's why I'm right.
那如果这个事情只是停留在发怒，而没有进一步的进展，没有什么其他办法？他还是没有解决啊。
But if we simply get angry at them and nothing comes out of this, then this is no point.
一时发怒就代表他没有办法。
And if you can only get angry, it means you can't do anything else.
我们希望我们对面对事情 的解决，不要一直只停留在发怒。
So I hope that the way we resolve matters don't only stay at the stage of being angry.
那他为什么会去斥责？
So here we see that he went and rebuked.
他了解整个事情的来龙去脉以后，他发现说这些贵族长官是错的。
And he went and rebuked because he understood what is happening, and he can see that the nobles and rulers are in the wrong.
所以生气以后，还是要安静去了解整个事情。
So after getting angry, he calmed down to think about all this.
然后再做判断。
Then he made a judgment.
啊，如果没有经过这个程序，发怒就去责备，那会制造另外一个问题出来。
So we see that, so we can say that if he got angry and immediately rebuked them, then he would cause more harm.
啊，本来让我们生气的这个事情可能不一定很严重，但是因为我们不明就里呀，去斥责以后呢，就制造另外一个更严重的问题出来。
So perhaps, we got angry and did not think about what we say, and we went and rebuked, and it caused new problems to occur.
他有正义感。
He is in conflict.
啊，他想要去处理一些事情。
And he has this righteous feeling that he wants to do something good.
是要解决问题的。
He wants to resolve issues.
但是如果只是发怒，会制造更大的问题出来。
But if all he does is being angry, then this would cause more problems.
在教会里面有一些弟兄姐妹很有正义感。
In the church, there are some brothers and sisters who are very righteous.
他常常会说，教会应该怎么做？
They will say that the church should do this.
执会应该怎么处理？
And how the exco should, what they should do.
我们都很有意见。
And we can be quite opinionated.
我们也是为了教会好。
Because we are all doing this for the good of the church.
但是我们千万不要凭着血气来说话。
But we have to make sure we don't do this out of emotions.
啊，因为血气不能成就神的义。
Because doing it in such a way cannot achieve the righteousness of God.
我们的血气跟神的义是相反的。
Because our flesh will be against the will of God.
所以神的义不会因为人的怒气而成就。
So the righteousness of God will not be accomplished through our anger.
应该要放下血气。
We have to put down this fleshly anger.
生气就生气了，生气五分钟就好了。
If you get angry, then do it for only 5 minutes.
啊，然后呢，我们才好好的来冷静，再思考一下。
Then we can calm down and have a good think.
我想这个尼希米他其实给我们做了很好的榜样。
So we can see that Nehemiah, he was a good example for us.
啊。他生气以后，心里筹划才斥责。如果生气又去斥责，那这个次序就不一样。
He did it in the correct order, where he got angry, calmed down and pondered, and then rebuked.
那他责备这些贵族跟官长到底是什么事呢
？So why did he need to go and rebuke the nobles and rulers?
那你们个人向弟兄取利，于是我就召聚大会攻击他们。
So he says that each of you is exacting usury from his brother.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我对他们说，我们尽力赎回我们的弟兄，就是卖给外邦的这个犹大人。你们还要卖弟兄，使我们赎回来吗？他们就静默不语，无话可答。
And verse 8. And I say to them, according to our ability, we have redeemed our Jewish brethren who were sold to the nations. Now indeed, will you even sell your brethren, or should they be sold to us? They were silenced and found nothing to say.
第九节，我又说，你们所行的不善。你们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗？不然，难免我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。
Verse 9. Then I said, "What you are doing is not good. Should you not walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the nations our enemies?"
第十节，我和我的弟兄与仆人也将银钱、粮食借给百姓，我们大家都当免去利息。
I also, with my brethren and my servants, in lending them money and grain, please let us stop this usury.
好，那现在这个尼希米就点出问题的核心。
So here, Nehemiah pointed out the issue.
啊，因为这些百姓啊，他们贫穷。
The people are in poverty.
啊，他们一方面要建筑这个城墙。
On one hand, they need to rebuild the wall.
一方面还要去筹措有关于生活的费用。
At the same time, they still have their living expense.
那看起来他们建造城墙都是出于一种自愿的工作，这是义工性质啊，没有说跟这个尼希米来领薪资啊。
So we can say that when they rebuild, they are doing this voluntarily, so they're not getting paid by Nehemiah.
那这个城墙不能不建了，这有立即性的危险。
So the city wall is very vital. They cannot simply leave it because it will be dangerous.
但是没有钱过活，这也是很严重的问题。
But they do not have money to live, then this is also a big problem.
那现在尼希米他就提出一个解决的方案。
So here Nehemiah made a suggestion.
啊，因为呢，这个弟兄啊，向他们来借钱的时候呢，啊，这些贵族官长呢，跟他们取利，而且利息是相当高的。
So here we see that when their brethren ask and borrow money, they charge interest, rather high interest.
好，那在我们的讲义里面也有提到哈，相关的经文。那到底啊，这个钱借给弟兄啊？要不要取利呢？可不可以取利息呢？
So in our notes, we also mentioned a few verses about this. So when we lend money, can we charge interest?
啊，如果啊是经营生意做买卖。
So if it is for business, for buying and selling.
这个跟借钱过生活买粮食这是不一样的。
Then this is different from simply borrowing money to buy the necessities like food.、
啊、在圣经里面所说的，你借钱给弟兄买粮食，你不能够向他取利的。
So the Bible says that if you lend money to someone who is simply using the money to buy food, then you shouldn't charge interest.、
啊、这是为了生活，你跟他在拿利息的时候，他就更没有力量可以还了。
Because this is purely for their daily living. If you charge interest, then they will be in a debt spiral.
啊，如果是根据圣经来看的话呢，像这样的弟兄，他们贫困、富有的，应该主动去关心，应该要帮助他们。哪里说跟你借钱了，你还放那么高的利息？
So in the Bible it says how if you see brethren in need, then you should proactively help them. You shouldn't charge them interest and make things worse.
好了，那如果说这个长官跟贵族他们这样做有没有错呢？
So if we look at these nobles and what they did, was it wrong?
那如果用社会的法则来看，说没有什么错啊，
so,
你情我愿呢？
So according to society, we might say that well, they've done nothing wrong.
但是现在尼希米他处理事情不是根据社会的法则。
But here in Nehemiah, when he tried to resolve the issue, he's not simply looking at what the society does.
我在教会里面如果有一些类似的状况啊，我们不要把它拉回到社会，不要用社会的法则来解决。
So if we have such issues in church, we shouldn't simply treat it as any other issues in society.
从律法来看，他们这样是错的。
According to the laws, what they've done is wrong.
所以尼希米才会斥责这些贵族跟官长。
And that's why Nehemiah rebuked these nobles.
好，那我们再来看一下他怎么进一步来说明，再怎么处理这个事情。
So let's read how he explained and resolved the problem.
哎，他举行，他召聚一个大会。
So he called a lot of people.
啊，那这个事情是因为有相当的这个普遍性啊，应该是很普遍的一个现象。
So we can say that this issue is actually quite common.
而且那些没有办法生活的人，他们几乎已经没有办法，已经没有方法再来解决的，最后才把这个问题带到这个尼希米这里来。
We know that the people they are at their wit's end, that's why they reached out to Nehemiah.
好了，那就能够有一次性的解决也好。
So it is good that they can resolve this once and for all.
所以就召聚大家一起聚集。
So he gathered people.
这个尼希米他这样做是很有智慧。
And what he did here is actually very wise.
因为这是一个公开性的问题了。
Because this is now a public problem.
也不需要去隐藏了。
There's no reasons to hide it.
所以召聚大会一次把它讲清楚。
So he gathered the people and to explain it once.
那这样有一个好处。
So there is a benefit to this.
一起来沟通。
Because everyone can communicate.
并且是公开公正的来处理。
And this is all done in public and resolved in public.
有一些问题是要私下的来沟通来解决。
Some issues is better to resolve it in private.
那现在尼希米他认为这个问题是大家一起来面对。
But here Nehemiah acknowledged that this is an issue that should be resolved together.
应该是全面性的问题了。
Because it is a common issue.
这是一个非常公开的一个信息了。
And he wants this to be a public message.
那就是一起来面对。
So they are facing this problem together.
所以才会召聚这个大会。
And that's why he gathered all the people.
那再继续下去。
Let's continue to read.
那召聚大会的时候，
so after he did this,
他怎么样？他根据什么来处理呢？
How did he resolve this?
他根据律法的原则来处理。
He used the principles of the law.
我们来看利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章，我们请看十五节。
Chapter 19, verse 15.
当这个大会召聚以后呢，怎么样来做一个审判
？So how did the people make judgment?
利未记十九章十五节。
Chapter 19, verse 15.
你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可偏护穷人，也不可重看有势力的人。 主要按着公义审判你的邻舍。好，这个地方啊，有律法有提到有关公开审判的事情。
So here it talks about judgment.
可能两造之间有一些纠纷。
Perhaps two parties have some conflict.
那就必须要由审判官来做处理。
Then we need some judge to make a judgment.
尼希米他根据这个原则。
So Nehemiah followed this principle.
有些时候我们可能会比较偏护穷人。
Sometimes we might be on the side of the poor.
他是弱势。
You can say that they are the minority.
那我们稍微偏袒他。
So we want to treat them better.
有些时候我们会看重有势力的人。
Sometimes we will be on the side of people with authority.
这是一般的人之常情嘛。
Because this is normally what people do.
但是神的义是什么？
But what is the righteousness of God?
神的义只有一个立场。
He only has one stance.
不要怕有权有势的人。
Do not be afraid of those who are in authority.
但也不能偏袒这个穷人。
But you shouldn't show favoritism to those who are poor.
因为对的事情只有一个答案。
Because there is only one right answer.
这个道德上的正确一定是超越啊。同情也超越权势。
What is morally correct goes beyond all this.
哦，不能够以同情来扭曲了啊这个公正。
We cannot use compassion to twist justice.
那也不可以因为有权有势，那就左右了这个公正。
And just because someone has authority, they can't always get what they want.
现在是在讲判断正确跟不正确。
So regarding determining what is right or wrong.
所以除了律法以外呢，那些权势跟同情要先把它拿掉。
So other than the laws, we have to remove all the compassion and also the authority.
我们对穷人的一种爱护同情，那是一般性的照顾。
So yes, people want to help those who are in poverty.
而不是在现在呢，在判断对跟错的时候啊，需要去把它扭曲的。
But it's not a reason to use.When we determine what is right or wrong.
那我们也不是说故意要跟这些有权有势的人要来作对，不是这样的。
And at the same time, we have to make sure we are not going against those with authority on purpose.
如果这么做的时候，我们可能是另外偏执到另外一端的错误。
Because if we do this, then we might be wrong when we make judgment.
那尼希米他这个脑筋他是很清楚。
So Nehemiah, he was very clear what he was doing.
所以他有一个法条的依据。
So he knows that there is laws around this.
他能够建立在律法的基础上。
And so what he says and what he does can be based on the law.
就是以真理为基础。
So he used the truth as the basis of all this.
圣经的真理为基础。
And he will use the truth from the Bible as the basis.
有人的地方就会有问题。
Where there is people, there will be problems.
而且有一些问题是两造之间在情感上的对立。
And some problems might be created due to emotions.
很多时候我们认为说，为这边或是为那边，两边不讨好。虽然你允执其中，但是两边他们都不满意。
Sometimes we can be very neutral, but at the same time, both parties are not pleased.
如果灵命没有问题
，So if it does not.Affect their spiritual life.
如果属灵生命不断的提升
，If their spiritual life will continue to mature,
这些官长贵族他不应该有这些举动。
Then we can say that these rulers, these nobles, shouldn't have done what they did.
好的，那现在要解决问题怎么办
？So now what to do?
啊，这些贵族官长他们偏离了圣经啊，偏离了律法的这个样的一个规定。
These nobles and rulers have gone astray from the teachings of the law.
那我们这个尼希米他有这个义务要把这些错误的拨乱反正，把它带回到归回到正途来。
So Nehemiah, he needs to put them back on the right path.
但是那个标准是谁？不是尼希米，不是穷人，不是权势，圣经的律法。
But who sets the standard? It's not the poor, those in the authority of Nehemiah. It's actually the Bible.
很少人会满意的。
And very few people will be completely happy.
但是我们根据真理，我们不怕。
But if we follow the truth, then we don't need to fear.
他们虽然不满意，他也可以接受。
Even though they might not be pleased, but they can accept it.
甚至他自己会没话说。
And to the point that they have nothing to say back.
所以后来他们没话说啊。
So we see here that they stayed silent.
第八节在他们没有话说啊。
And verse 8, they had nothing to say.
心里怎么想不知道。
And we don't know what they're thinking.
但至少我们根据律法，根据圣经的真理呢，他没话说。
But at least they stayed silent and found nothing to say.
其实尼西米是要有这个义务，把整个百姓从错误当中把它带回到正途来。
So Nehemiah has the duty to bring the people from what is wrong to what is correct.
所以现在我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们在读这一章的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we read this chapter,
如果我们从可以角度来看的话
，So if we look at it from this perspective,
我们会理解尼西米他的压力有多大。
We can realize that how much pressure Nehemiah was under.
但是换一句话来讲
，But on the other hand,
如果尼西米他只有一个立场
，If Nehemiah only takes one side,
就是律法的立场。
Which is the side of the law,
就是神的立场
the side of God,
他应该没有压力
then actually he won't be under stress.
如果他要两边讨好他要顾虑东顾虑西他就有很多压力
If he wants to please both parties, then he will be under immense stress.
那我们读了这一章以后
So after reading this chapter,
我们希望我们所有的弟兄姐妹
For all brothers and sisters,
我们都应该只有一个立场
We need to know that we only have one side,
就是主耶稣的立场
The side of God, Jesus,
圣经的立场
The side of the Bible.
那教会必须要去劝导你的时候
，So when the church tries to teach you，
啊，有时候是夫妻两个人不好啊
，Perhaps it's regarding to things between husband and wife。
有时候是婆婆跟媳妇不好啊
，Or the mother-in-law and the wife。
或是其他的状况出了问题啊
，Or other circumstances that's gone wrong。
啊，教会是有教会的立场
，The church has church's view。
教会的立场应该就是圣经的立场
And actually it is what the Bible says.
那当教会要用圣经的立场用主耶稣的立场来劝勉我们的时候我们应该要去接受
So when the church tries to persuade you according to the teachings in the Bible then we need to accept it
好了那现在这个道理在这里讲我们应该可以理解
So we can understand what is happening here
但是有一天我们变成当事人的时候
But when we become the parties in conflict
以前我们认为是合理的那我们现在可能有点没有办法接受
Perhaps what we thought was reasonable suddenly is hard to accept.
尼西米不是只有回国要带领他们重建城墙
So Nehemiah, he wasn't only there to bring the people back to rebuild the walls.
还要重建他们内在属灵生命的城墙如果这个城墙也崩溃了魔鬼敌人马上都可以侵入
He is also there to rebuild the city walls in their heart because without it, the devil will enter their heart.
所以尼西米他有责任
So Nehemiah has this responsibility.
拨乱反正把错的把它带回到正途来
He has to make sure he lead the people from wrong to right.
他这样彼此埋怨的事情才能够消弭
And this way, all these outcries would disappear.
那对于这些曾经误入歧途的贵胄跟官长呢，使他们能够重回到神的怀抱，站在神的立场上，这是一件好事啊。
So for the rulers and the nobles who did wrong, it is good now they can return to what is right.
那也可以让他们属灵的生命再往上提升
And it will also elevate their spiritual life.
如果他们以前没有留意到这些律法
In the past, if they did not take notice of such laws,
那现在可以重新再学习一次。
Now they can learn what is correct.
那是不是他们在属灵知识上就增长了
？So spiritually, they have also grown.
那如果他们知道他确实有不好的、软弱的、没有办法有好的行为，那现在要把它改变。
So we can see that perhaps they did not do the right things, and now they can correct them.
啊，所以他们也后来也改变了。
So in a way, so we can see at the end they also changed.
这是尼西米他所用的方式。
So this is the method Nehemiah used.
那大家面对面共同的、公开、公正的来处理、来沟通。
So in public, they can communicate and resolve this issue.
尼西米真的不容易啊。
So being Nehemiah is not easy.
哎，他有使命感。
He had a sense of mission.
他有责任心。
He has a sense of duty.
他有勇气。
And he is also courageous.
这是今天在教会里面很缺乏的勇气。
And such courage is often hard to find in
church. 因为很多时候我们会顾虑会不会又有伤害。
Because we are often afraid of hurting others.
那现在我们看到尼西米啊，我们就可以知道说，只有回到真理里头，才不至于有伤害。
So from Nehemiah's story, we can see that if we return to the truth, then no one gets hurt.
从错误的路途归回到正途，才能够避免继续错下去。
From the wrong path to the correct path will allow us to walk on the right path.
好，我们再看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
那这个尼西米呢？他继续又对这些官长说。
So Nehemiah continued to say to them.
啊，他们的错误有哪些呢
？What did they do wrong?
啊，就是说呢，第十节
，verse ten，
他提到说，我跟我的弟兄跟仆人也将银钱粮食都借给百姓，那我们现在应当要免去利息。他为了生活借的这个钱呢，这个利息我们应该把它免去。
So, if people are borrowing for living, then they should stop asking for interest.
啊，因为这样做啊，已经是偏离律法的规定了。
Because by doing so, they are going against the law.
好，那十一节我们看。
Verse 11.
所以如今劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋，并向他们所取的银钱、粮食、新酒和油，以及百分之一的利息，都归还给他们。
So verse 11, restore now to them even this day their lands, their vineyards, their olive groves, and their houses, also a hundredth of the money and the grain and new wine and the oil that you have charged them.
把这个田地、房屋、葡萄园拿去典当给你借的钱，他现在没有办法还你，所以呢，没有田地可以耕种，还是会更加的贫穷。那现在怎么办？把田地归还他们，归还他们就可以自力更生啊，可以种东西，他们就可以生活了。
So if they reverse mortgage out all their land, now they have no land to work and make a living. So here he says that restore their land, so now they can make a living.
按照律法的规定，如果他们无法来偿还，那就要等7749再加一五十到禧年五十年的时候，最终要把这个土地还给他们，但是还不积极啊，五十年后才把土地还给他们，那不是饿死了吗？
So normally after 50 years they can get the land back even if they don't pay, but by then it will be too late.
那还有免掉百分之一的利息。
So he also says a hundredth of the money.
每个月百分之一，一年就百分之十二。
So every year, every month if it's 1%, then after 12 months, then that's 12%.
这个对贫穷人来讲，这个是高利贷。
So for those who are in poverty, this is very high interest.
贵胄官长趁虚而入，趁着这样的一个状况呢，人这个百姓软弱无力的时候，必须要把它典当，借着这个机会来收高利贷。
So for the rulers and nobles, they use people who are in trouble and forced high interest on them.
他们错了几个，第一个，没有主动去帮助穷人。
So they've made a few mistakes. Number one, they did not proactively help the poor.
跟你借钱，你还跟他取利息。
And then when they borrow money from you, you charged interest.
田地无法赎回去呢，你们还不归还他们。
And they can no longer redeem their land back, but you do not give it back to them.
他们一下子触犯了好几条的律法。
So, very quickly they broke several laws.
这就是尼希米在责备他们的这个内容。
So this is the content of Nehemiah rebuking them.
那这个尼希米他这样一处理的时候呢，有没有解决问题？
So when Nehemiah pointed this out, did he resolve the problem?
哦，他还说我们大家都应当免去利息。我钱借给百姓，我也没有取利息呀。
So here he also says that when I lend money, I don't charge interest.
好，十二节啊。
Verse 12.
那众人说我们必归还呐，不再向他们索要了。
So verse 12, they said we will restore it and will require nothing from them.
要照你的话去行啊。
We will do as you say.
哦，那感谢神啊，他就从比较好的方向，从正确的方向来发展。
So thank God, now they are walking on the right path.
那这个时候，尼希米他很有聪明智慧。
So here in Nehemiah, we can see his wisdom and knowledge.
他想要的答案已经出来了。
He has got the answer he wanted.
哦，他就听了他们讲这些话，就赶快召聚这个祭司过来。
So he called the priests.
那就是在神面前，大家要立个约哦。
So before God, they have to say an oath.
要照着你们刚刚说的这样行啊。
So they will promise to do what they just said.
啊，大家看起来现在大家已经改变心意啊，也是心甘情愿的来这么做了。
And now I can see that the people have changed their mind and willingly they will do this.
但是这个事情呢，尼希米他还说应该要立下志愿啊，就是在神面前有一个启示才有这样的一个约束的这个权利。
So here he still requires an oath from them to make sure they will do what they say.
那十三节他提到
，verse 13。
哦，尼希米说，我也抖胸前的衣襟，因为他们以前很多人把一些钱财啦、重要的东西放到衣襟里面。那像这个抖衣襟的意思是说，如果我违背了，就是把我里面所有宝贵的东西都把它抖下来了。甚至呢，我所得到的财力，一切的东西，我通通要被神给没收也没关系，就要起这个誓啊。
So verse 13, when he says, I shook out the fold of my garments, this is referring to him shaking this garment because they keep valuables there. So he's saying that if we do not follow through, even if I do not follow through, then I will pay out, give up all that I have.
那我们从这句话可以学习得到，其实贵族跟管跟这些官长啊，能够有今天的这样的一个位置，也是神所安排。
So from this, we can see that for the nobles and rulers, they are in such position is also arranged by God.
那神多给他，就要向他多要。
So if God gave them more, He will ask more of them.
那他们不知道要去帮助这些穷人。
They did not know to, they did not realize that they should go help the poor.
那尼希米他的作为就是引导这些官长贵族也能够往这方向讲来发展。
For Nehemiah, now he pointed out the right way for these people to go.
也是给我们弟兄姐妹来做一个学习。
And it is also a teaching for us.
今天我们所获得的一切都是主耶稣赐给我们。
Today, everything we own is given by God.
不过我们要成为一个聪明忠心的管家。
And we should be a good manager of these things.
我们的手上有比较大的力量，应该多多去帮助那些需要的人。
If we have the power, then we should go and help those who are in need.
如果没有这样仁慈的心，神不喜悦。
If we do not have a loving heart like this, then God will not be pleased.
我们力量大，可以去帮助很多人。
If we have more power and strength, then we can help more people.
如果我们不懂得去帮助人
，But if we do not know to help others,
主耶稣给我们这么多有什么意义啊
？Then what's the point, that Jesus gave us so much?
这个钱不是越多越好，钱是够用就好，而且呢，善用更好。
Money, we can say that it's not that the more you have, the better.It's best to just have enough, but it's also very good if we can use it to help others.
所以十三节尼希米讲的这些话就是告诉他们，如果再不行善，可能神会把你本来拥有的都夺回来。
So verse 13, Nehemiah is hinting to them that if you do not go out and do good, then God might take away what you have.
那就借着尼希米的这样的教导呢，这些会众大家都说阿门。
So after all this, the congregation said Amen.
这个是喜剧收场啊
！So it seems like a happy ending.
他们又赞美耶和华。
They also praise the Lord.
百姓就照着所说的这样去做了。
And the assembly did what was said.
感谢神啊
！Thank God.
你看，危机变成转机。
So this crisis turned into this turning point.
尼希米有勇气。
Nehemiah had the courage.
有智慧。
Had the wisdom.
有真理。
Had the truth.
有爱心。
Has love.
有公正的态度。
And he is also just.
所以就解决了这些问题。
So he resolved all these issues.
那大家就在神面前说阿们。
So the assembly said Amen.
大家的心又再一次的聚在一起。
And once again, people's hearts are united.
所以这是一个美好的结果。
So this is a good conclusion.
那我们想一想，你看看第一节跟十三节来做一个比对。
So if we compare verse 1 and 13.
十三节的问题这么大。第一节所说的问题这么大。
So in verse one, there were such, there were so many issues.
那如何变成是十三节这样的普天同庆啊？大家很高兴。
So how is it that in verse 13, everyone is happy?
这当中就是问题被说出来。
So here we see that the issue was brought up.
而且是尼希米他去处理。
And Nehemiah went to resolve this.
他有公正的态度。
He is just.
他理性安静。
And He was with logic and stayed calm.
生气也都生气了。
So yes, he did angry.
但是他没有停留在生气。
But he didn't stay angry.
他好好的去分辨是非善恶。
He determined what is right and wrong.
他勇敢的对贵胄跟官长说：“你们错了。”
And courageously, he said to the rulers and nobles that they are wrong.
那我们要该怎么办呢？
And then they thought about what to do.
大家有人犯错，是我们大家共同的责任也是尼希米的责任所以要把他带回到正途来。
If someone's on the wrong path, then it's people's responsibility and Nehemiah's responsibility to guide them back.
到后来，双方就是在神的真理、在律法这个基础上呢，大家都说阿门，都赞美耶和华。
Then at the end, we see that everyone is now following God's truth, and people can say Amen.
好，我们再看十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，这是日后他自己的一个自述
So verse 14 onwards talk as his summary.
我们看尼希米很勇敢。
We can see that Nehemiah, he was brave.
很有智慧。
He was with wisdom.
而且是很冷静的。
And he stayed calm.
他站在真理的基础上。
He stayed with the truth.
但是还少一样。
But there's one more thing.
他以身作则。
he also acted as an example.
他不像这些贵族跟官长。
He's not like the other nobles and rulers.
尼希米是不是贵族？
Is Nehemiah a noble?
是不是权贵？
Is he of nobility?
是啊。
Yes.
他比那些权贵还更权贵。
He is actually even more so.
因为他是省长啊。
Because he does have the status.
那如果尼希米跟他们的行径是一样的，他有没有资格来处理啊？
And Nehemiah is in the same boat as them. Will he do this well?
那些官长会不会服他？
Will the other leaders, rulers, follow him?
大家会不会把问题提给尼希米来处理啊？
Will these other rulers, raise this issue?
所以一个重点哦，尼希米这一切都是自我要求很严格。
So we can see that Nehemiah he sets a high standard for himself.
而且他有好的榜样。
And he sets a good example.
他不跟他的同胞拿利息，借给你们，我不拿利息，所以他才可以要求权贵不要收利息。
So we see that he did not charge interest when he lent it to others, and that's why he can require of others to not take interest.
我们看了尼希米他回来当省长有十二年的时间。
So I know that he's been ruling for 12 years.
从亚达薛西王二十年到三十二年，总共十二年的时间。
So from the time of King Artaxerxes, it was 12 years.
他说他跟他的弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄。
So neither I or my brothers ate the governor's provision.
我们看到哈，第十节也是这么说的。
And in verse 10, it also says,
尼希米不是只有他一个人以身作则，他整个家庭，他的兄弟弟兄都以身作则。
We can see that not only him, but himself and his brethren. Did this.
这样说服力才会强。
And they all did the right thing, and that's why they can persuade others to do the right thing also.
他没有吃省长的俸禄。
They did not take the provisions of the governors.
如果他吃省长的俸禄有错吗？
If he did take it, is it wrong?
没有错。
There's nothing wrong with it.
这是他该得的。
It's something that should be his.
尤其他这么负责任，他这么辛苦，他领这些省长的俸禄是心安理得的。
Especially he works so hard for all this, so it actually makes sense for him to receive it.
不要说什么呢？那之前几任的省长也都是这样的。
And not only so, we see that previous governors also
都有吃这个省长的俸禄的。
They also ate of these provisions.
而且还加重百姓的担子。
And also add a burden to the people.
你看看呢？以前的几任的省长没有做好榜样。
So we can see that previous governors did not set good examples.
还要去辖制百姓。
And actually made the people's life worse.
那现在为什么他不吃省长的俸禄呢？
So why is it now he does not eat of the provisions of the governor?
如果他在吃省长的俸禄的话，那又不又是增加了这些百姓的这样的担子吗？
Because if he ate of it, then he actually adds to the burden of these people.
那尼希米他看起来应该还有一些积蓄，
so Nehemiah he should have some savings，
所以他可以生活，
so he can still live his daily life。
他在伯利在耶路撒冷他也没有自买田地，十六节写。
And in verse 16, Jerusalem he did not buy any land。
然后他还供应一些人来吃饭。
And he even gave food to some people。
十七节。
In 17。
你看看每天要吃的多东西有多少啊？
There are many who ate from him。
他自己没有吃俸禄，
he did not eat of the provisions.
把自己的积蓄拿出来帮助很多人，让他们能够吃饭，能够继续工作。
And he even used his own savings to feed others who are in need.
他也没有在耶路撒冷城要去积蓄钱财去治田地。
So he didn't buy up land to try and grow his wealth in Jerusalem.
当省长十二年的时间他随时随地都可以用他职权之便把那个田地化成变成是建地，买了好几百甲的田地，把它变成是建地，那都可以的。
So as a governor for 12 years, he had all the opportunity to buy up some land and make it so that they can build there.
他没有这样做。
But he didn't do this.
他做了也没有人敢讲话。
And even if he did this, nobody would say a word.
但是一个敬畏神的人，他不会这样做。
But as someone who is God-fearing, he did.Did not do so.
我们看十五节
Verse 15.
十五节最后一句话。
The last portion.
但我因敬畏神，不这样行。
Because
他不是只有体谅到那些百姓的辛苦。
Not only that, he recognizes the struggles of the people.
我们也可以说他对百姓的体谅是来自于他对神的敬畏。
We can also say that he treated the people well out of the fear of God.
有很多我们一般认为说理所当然可以做的事情，可是当我们再次来想想这样做有没有敬畏神的时候，我们的答案会不一样。
Often we will do things and think that this is very reasonable, but when we think that when we have the fear of the Lord in our heart, then we might think otherwise.
有时候我们的信徒会问一些问题，然后这个可以做吗？那个可以做吗
？Often our believers will ask, "Can I do this? Can I do that?"
啊，如果我们跟他回答说，如果你敬畏神，你想想看，你会不会去做，或是说你会不会问这个问题？
So perhaps we can tell them that if you fear God, would you do this, or would you still ask me this question?
我们现在碰到这个社会很多问题啊，很多社会在流行的东西啊，拿来问传道啊，好好传道，看你的意见是怎么样。传道的答案是不是我心中要的答案
？So often we have believers, they will come up to us and ask us questions relating to things in society, and check if the preacher has the answer they want.
啊，假如我们要问这个问题，以前我们先想一想，我这样做或是我这样问，是不是我有敬畏神的？我这样是敬畏神的态度吗
？And perhaps before we ask preachers, we can first consider, when I have a God-fearing heart, would I still go ask such questions?
很多时候我们这样反思的时候啊，答案已经在我们心里。
Often when we self-reflect like this, we will have the correct answer in our heart.
不是可不可以做，是连问都不需要问的。
It's not a matter of whether you can do it or not. It's actually something you shouldn't even need to.
因为已经有答案了。
Because you already have the answer.
那个答案就是敬畏神。
The answer is that you should fear the Lord.
用敬畏神来看，我可不可以做？我该不该问？连问都不需要问。
From the fear of the Lord, you know, you should know what to do, or even whether to ask or not.
啊，尼希米他自己要求自己很高。
So Nehemiah has set himself a very high standard.
他体察到当时候时代的艰难。
And he can see the troubles at that time.
他不是回来要做大官的，他是回来要做大事的。
So he did not return to simply be a governor. He returned to make great things happen.
他可以不做大官，但是他不能不做大事。
He has to make sure that the right things happen.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
好，我们再往下看。
Let's continue to read.
好，看十九节啊。
Verse 19.
我的神啊，求你纪念我为这百姓所行的一切事，施恩于我。最后就是用一个祷告来结束。
So he concluded this with a prayer.
他的祷告内容是怎么样呢？他有一个仰望。
So he has this want.
他仰望神的赏赐。
He wants God's blessings.
他为什么不自买这个田地呢？为什么不为自己来谋求这些福利呢
？So why is it that he doesn't go and buy land for himself?
啊。他可能要散尽所有的钱财啊，每天这么多人在吃饭啊。
Perhaps he will use up all his savings feeding all these people.
而且我们看看他每天吃的东西还不错哦。
And actually the food he fed them is not bad.
你看十八节啊。
Verse 18.
要吃牛肉有牛肉，要吃羊肉有羊肉。
We can see there's beef and lamb.
还有飞禽。
Even birds.
哦，你看他不是随便弄一个鸡肉饭就给人家摆平了，就应付一下。他你看各样的肉。
He didn't just give out the basics. He actually have all these meat.
哦，那他的钱财会越少啊。
So we can see that his wealth will decrease.
那为什么他能够这么做
？But why can he still do this?
啊，其中一个原因，他是仰望神的赏赐。
There's one reason, and the reason is that he is looking forward to the reward from God.
他的价值观是不是？他是不要在这个世界积攒钱财。我的钱财都是要神赐给我，我仰望神的赏赐。
He knows that he does not need to build wealth in this world. What he wants is the rewards in heaven.
所以他对于这个世界的欲望，他降到很低很低，因为他世界的欲望很低很低啊。所以他可以不被这些捆绑。
So the desires of the things of this world for him is very, very low. So that's why he's not bound by these things.
我们在教会，我们在属灵的侍奉上，如果是没有欲望，无欲则刚，没有欲望。我们就很刚强，如果有欲望，我们就会有呈现很多的软弱。
So when we serve God, if we have no earthly desires, then we can be very strong. But if we do, then we can easily become weak.
然后我们要求荣耀是神给我的。
And when we want glory, we make sure it's from God.
不是求世界虚浮的荣耀。
Not glory from this world.
求赏赐，仰望神给我。
So we should look up to God and ask reward from Him.
那他就会大步往前走。
Then this way we can move forward.
他可以摆开很多的包袱。
And for Nehemiah, he can drop a lot of baggages.
他可以走得正。
He can walk on the right path.
他可以公正地来处理每一件事情。
And also resolve issues justly.
啊，这是尼希米给我们的一些榜样。
So these are some examples left for us by Nehemiah.
主耶稣的门徒哈，在主耶稣要往耶路撒冷要钉十字架的时候，他们还在争论谁要伟大。
So for the disciples of Jesus, even Jesus about to be crucified, they were still arguing who is the greatest.
雅各、约翰还请他妈妈来帮忙祈求。
James and John even asked their mother to ask Jesus.
左右向左右的位置都给他的两个儿子好了。
So that they can be on the left and right of Jesus.
那圣经写的其他十个门徒都很生气。
And the Bible records how the other ten became very angry.
很软弱。
They were very weak.
其他十个门徒为什么生气？
Why is it that the other ten became angry?
因为他们自己心里也是有类似的想望。
Because in their heart, they also had the same want.
左右两个位置都给你们兄弟包了，那我们其他人不是坐地上吗？
If the left and right spots are taken, then where do we go?
啊，这是一个虚浮的荣耀。
So these are glory that are in vain.
哦，我们求主耶稣给我们真实的荣耀。
So let us ask Jesus for the real glory.
魔鬼会给人荣耀。
The devil can also grant glory.
但是他给的是虚浮的荣耀。
But the glory he can give is in vain.
我们要分辨这个当中的正确跟是否正确。
So we have to make sure we ask for the right thing.
我们再一次读了这个尼希米的处理这件事情的方法，也是给我们一些学习。
So from reading how Nehemiah deal with issues, this is also a good learning for us.
2400年过去了。
So 2400 years has passed.
危机变成转机。
And such crisis has now turned into an opportunity.
一切是不容易的。
And but this is not done easily.
我们大家就一起来学习他。
So let us learn from what he has done.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
169首。
169.